The 60s were a time of strong emotions and social change, and the music spoke.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair.
Now,
rock and or roll
brings back the spirit of the 60s with the greatest songs of an unforgettable era. Spirit of the 60s brings you songs which live on as symbols of free expression.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. So even though I'm a fan of rock and roll from all eras, I am most obsessed with rock from the 70s and 80s. So I haven't really delved very far back into the 60s on the podcast yet, but I'm going to now with a series of episodes. This episode is going to include some of my favorite songs from the 60s by some of the more famous or better known artists. And then the next episode, next week, is going to feature some of my favorite songs from the 60s by some of the more obscure bands. And after that, there will be an episode devoted entirely to 1969. So those two episodes will be coming up in the next 2 weeks. But like I said, this episode will include great songs by some of the better known bands from the 60s, beginning with the band we're listening to right now, the Bobby Fuller Four. Bobby Fuller was a singer-songwriter out of El Paso, Texas. Inspired by Elvis and then Buddy Holly, he is most famous for the song I Fought the Law, which was written by Sonny Curtis, who was a teenage friend of Buddy Holly's and ended up replacing Buddy Holly in the Crickets after Holly's death. Side note, Sonny Curtis also wrote the Mary Tyler Moore theme song. So Bobby Fuller and his band, the Bobby Fuller Four, are best known for I Fought the Law. But Bobby Fuller was an amazing songwriter in his own right. Maybe you were already familiar with his 1965 single Letter Dance, which is playing right now, but what you have to hear is the B-side to that single. This is my favorite Bobby Fuller song, and honestly one of my favorite songs of the entire decade of the 60s, a great upbeat pop song, which is ironic considering the lyrics. This is a song by the Bobby Fuller Four from 1965 called Another Sad and Lonely Night.
Oh,
I had considered doing an entire episode about Bobby Fuller because he was so great. Unfortunately, his recording career only lasted about a year because in 1966, he was found dead in his own car parked outside his Hollywood apartment building. Witnesses, including Bobby's brother and bandmate Randy, claim that Bobby Fuller appeared to have been beaten, and Fuller and the interior of the vehicle seemed to have been doused in gasoline, but the death was officially ruled accidental or possibly a suicide, but there was never a murder investigation. Bobby Fuller was only 23 years old when he was found dead. That was Never to Be Forgotten, 1965 single by the Bobby Fuller Four, written by Bobby Fuller. Let's hear now the very last Bobby Fuller Four single to be released. It came out in 1966, and to me, this song really sounds ahead of its time. I wish we could have seen where Bobby Fuller's career would have gone, because he was a great songwriter and a great artist. So check it out. This is a song by the Bobby Fuller Four from 1966, last single. It's called It's Love, Come What May.
Stop
Kinks, one of the greatest and perhaps most underappreciated bands, not just from the 60s, but from the history of rock and roll. I will definitely be devoting an entire episode to the Kinks someday soon. That song was actually on their first album, released in 1964, and of course it was a hit for the Pretenders some 15 plus years later.
The reason why, oh, I can't say, I have to let you go, and right away, after what you did, I can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone.
What a great song. Another classic and hugely influential band from the 60s was a band out of LA, of course, called The Byrds. That song was written and sung by Gene Clark, who was a founding member of the band and shared lead vocal and songwriting duties. Gene Clark was on the first three Byrds albums before leaving the band for a solo career in 1966. His first solo album was released in February of 1967. It's called Gene Clark with the Gosden Brothers, and here's a great song from that record by Gene Clark from 1967, a song called Tried So Hard.
Stopped a while this morning on my way back home. I had to realize this time that I'd be all alone, 'cause she is moving somewhere far away, not slow. And though I tried so hard to please her, she said she really had to go. Even though this time it really hurts me bad, I've been through similarities. It's not the first break I've had, and I just can't let it bring me down too low. 'Cause I tried so hard to please her. There must be something more to know. Never thought that we would find our end this way. Change the fate I know so well is mine. So I'll stop again to look right past the pain, because I've been in love before and I can love again. And while she's moving somewhere far away, not slow, I'll know I tried so hard to please her. Said she really had to go.
So that song was called Burned by Buffalo Springfield from their first self-titled album from 1966. That song was written and sung by Neil Young. And of course, his bandmate in Buffalo Springfield was Stephen Stills, who with David Crosby from previously mentioned band The Byrds would go on to form a very famous trio with another guy named Graham Nash from this next band, a British band called The Hollies. Great pop band with a lot of great songs. Let's hear one of my favorites from The Hollies' sixth album, Evolution, came out in 1967. This is a song by The Hollies called You Need Love.
When you love somebody, that means a lot. So you give the best of what you got. It's a reason for living to have someone. Without a love in your life, you can't go on.
One of the Hollies' biggest hits and best-known songs is a song called Bus Stop, which was written by a guy named Graham Gouldman, who also wrote For Your Love, a hit for the Yardbirds, and would later be a founding member of 10cc. In the late 60s, Graham Gouldman was a very successful songwriter, writing songs for other artists, but he also put out a solo album in 1968, which included his own versions of some of those songs. Bus Stop and For Your Love are both on there, and so is this next song. This is Graham Gouldman's version of No Milk Today.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turned out into gay. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just to up, to down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turned out into gay. As music played, the faster did we dance. We felt it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my
The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just too up, too down. Just too up, too down.
So Graham Gouldman wrote No Milk Today and released his own version of it in 1968, as we heard, but the song was a top 10 hit in 1966 for that last band, Herman's Hermits. We just heard another 1966 single by Herman's Hermits, great song called You Won't Be Leaving. The Left Banc were a classic American pop rock band. They formed in New York City in 1965, and this song, Walk Away Renee, was a top 10 hit for the band in 1966, and it's probably, in my opinion, one of the greatest pop singles ever recorded. That band released two records in 1967 and 1968, and the main songwriter in The Left Banc was a guy named Michael Brown, who has been mentioned a couple of other times on the podcast. He went on to form the band Stories and then the Beckys. I've played both of those bands on the show. The Left Banc had other incredible songs besides Walk Away Renee. Let's hear two of my favorites right now by The Left Banc. You're going to hear I've Got Something on My Mind and then She May Call You Up Tonight.
Thank you.
Moving on to a band called The Zombies, a British band formed in 1962. They had two top 10 hits in the US in 1964, She's Not There and Tell Her No. In 1968, the Zombies released a now legendary record called Odyssey and Oracle, which featured another hit single called Time of the Season. But I'm going to play a different song from that record. It's actually the first song on the album. This is an amazing song with some great twists and turns, great hooks. It's a song that I definitely think was ahead of its time and had to be pretty influential. So this is a song by the Zombies called Care of Cell 44. The Turtles formed as the Crossfires in L.A. in 1963, and their first hit was a cover of Bob Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe, in 1965, but they are obviously best known for the song Happy Together, which was a number one hit in 1967. I'm going to play a single they released in 1968, and this was also actually a top 10 hit. It's a song called Eleanor. It starts off pretty similar to Happy Together, but the bombastic chorus is just killer. Great hooks, and I really love the use of the word etc. So this is Eleanor by the Turtles.
just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor, can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
The Small Faces formed in London in 1965. Steve Marriott, Ronnie Lane, Kenny Jones, and Jimmy Winston, who would be replaced the next year, 66, by Ian McLagan. I'm going to play the band's third single and first top 10 hit in the UK from 1966. This is a song by the Small Faces called Sha La 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 Lee.
She looked good as she
The Creation were a British band. They formed as the Mark IV in 1963. Their first single, Making Time, from 1966, is an absolute classic. In fact, I played it on the very first episode of Rock and or Roll. Let's hear the B-side of that single by The Creation from 1966. This is a song called Try and Stop Me.
Time to talk to you, or pass the time of day. I gotta pack my bags, you see. Gotta get up on my way now. You're the kind of girl you see, always a hanging round. You hung around me much too long. I gotta bring you down.
The Move formed in Birmingham in 1965. Roy Wood, Carl Wayne, Trevor Burton, Chris Kefford, and Bev Bevan. They were hugely popular. Their first four singles were all top 10 hits in the UK. Single number 5 tanked, but then single number 6 was a number 1 hit. Blackberry Way, it was called. Let's hear the second single by The Move from 1967. This is an amazing song, really impressive for the time period. A song by The Move called I Can Hear the Grass Grow.
See the people all in line, what's making them look at me? Can't imagine that their minds are thinking the same as me.
I can hear the grass grow, I can hear the grass. I see rainbows in the evening.
My head's attracted to a magnetic wave of sound, with the streams of colored circles making their way around.
I can't.
John's Children came together in England in 1966. And the members of this band, Andy Ellison, John Hewlett, Trevor White, and Chris Townsend, they would all go on to be part of some other great bands in the 70s, including Jet, Juke, and the Radio Stars. John's Children were eventually joined for a short time by Mark Bolan, previous to T-Rex, but I'm going to play the band's last single before Bolan joined. This is a song from 1967 by John's Children called Just What You Want, Just What You'll Get. Troggs formed in England in 1964, and they are obviously best known for their ubiquitous number one hit Wild Thing, which is one of those songs that it is impossible for me to be objective about, but I certainly would prefer to never, ever hear it again in my entire life. I do love their hit single Love Is All Around, that's a great song, but I'm going to play a different single by the Troggs. This song came out in 1967 and it's called Give It To Me.
Give it to me, give it to me. All your love, give it to me. And
This might be controversial, but personally, I am not a huge fan of Van Morrison or of his 60s band Them. Their ubiquitous hit Gloria is another song, like Wild Thing, that I would prefer personally to never be subjected to again, ever. But there is at least one song by Them that I love, a great sort of a ballad called My Lonely Sad Eyes. Alright, one more band with a ubiquitous hit that I hate, London-based band Manfred Mann, and they had the incessant hit song Do-A-Diddy-Diddy. Well, guess what? Manfred Mann had other songs besides that one, and here's a great one. This is a song by Manfred Mann from 1966 called Semi-Detached Suburban Mr. James.
So finally name the day. So you're signing your name's the day.
But I told you so. Don't mind my preaching to you. I said don't trust them, baby. Now you know.
You don't learn everything there is to know in school.
Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice.
So be sincere, convince me with a pretty please.
The Beau Brummels formed in San Francisco in 1964, and they had a top 20 hit with that last song, Laugh Laugh, which was their first single, actually. And then they hit the top 10 with their next single, a song called Just a Little. Both songs came out in 1964, and I love them both.
Stay, yes I know, you know I hate to go, but goodbye, love was sweet, our worlds can never meet,
so I'll cry just a little cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little cause I have to go away,
can't you see how I feel? When I say love's unreal, so goodbye, it's been sweet, even though incomplete.
So I'll cry just a little cause I love you so, and I'll die just a little cause I have to go away.
Your sighs very clear. Now love's gone, gone away. As I once heard you say.
Now I've cried just a little cause I love you so. And I've died just a little cause I had to go away.
The band that turned into Tommy James and the Shondells originally formed in 1959 as the Tornadoes, but in 1960 they changed the name to the Shondells. Their first single came out in 1966, Hanky Panky, and it was immediately a number one hit for the band. And then single number four by Tommy James and the Shondells was I Think We're Alone Now, and that, to me, is a hugely significant song in the development of rock and roll as pop music. It was a top 10 hit in 1967. I'm going to play the band's next single that came after I Think We're Alone Now, also made it to number 10 on the charts. This is a song by Tommy James and the Shondells called Mirage.
I see you standing in the alleys and the hallway.
Wait a second.
You're gone now. I run to touch you, but you vanish through the doorway. And oh, how
hard it is to live without you. I love everything about you. Now I know you're really gone, but my imagination is so strong. But I see you coming into view, and your face is telling me that you, oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time.
Wait a second,
but
like it used to be. Then I see you coming into view, and your face is telling me that you, oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time. Here comes the end.
Mirage, that's all you are to me.
Tommy Rowe is a singer-songwriter from Atlanta. His first single, Caveman, came out all the way back in 1960, but his first hit was a song called Sheila that went to number 3 on the charts in 1962, and he had two more top 10 hits in 1963. I'm going to play a single by Tommy Rowe from 1966, great pop single called Hooray for Hazel.
Tells them way. But there's a time a coming we'll be able to say, hooray for Hazel, there's tears in her eyes. Hooray for Hazel, she knows how to cry. Hooray for Hazel, she's meek as a dove. Hooray for Hazel, she's begging for love. Hooray for Hazel, there's tears in her eyes. Hooray for Hazel, she knows how to cry.
The Marmalade are a Scottish band that formed in 1966. They've had 8 top 10 hits in the UK, but only one of those was a hit in the US. That song from 1969 is an amazing song called Reflections of My Life. I'm going to play a song by the Marmalade from their first record. The album's called There's a Lot of It About from 1968. This is a song by the Marmalade from that record called Chains.
Take these chains away and set me free. Chains, chains of love and all will be the death of me. Why don't you set me free and let me be what I wanna be? That is, I wanna be free. I wanna be free. Chains, I remember you once said you'd set me free. Chains, chains, chains you said would never have a hold on me. But then it's different now, 'cause you don't care about the things I care, just as long as I'm near, as long as I'm near. More than chains, 'cause I'll be far away. Then I'll have time to see the things that I've always wanted to see, but I couldn't see. No, I couldn't see. Chains.
The Lovin' Spoonful came out of the folk scene in New York City. They formed in 1965, fronted by John Sebastian. Their first single was Do You Believe in Magic, which is a great song. I love it. It was a top 10 hit in 1965. And then their next 3 singles were all top 10 hits as well. And then they had a number 1 hit with Summer in the City in 1966. I'm going to play a single from 1967. By the Lovin' Spoonful. This song only made it to number 15 on the charts, but I love this song. It's from the soundtrack to a early Francis Ford Coppola film called You're a Big Boy Now, and John Sebastian also performed this song solo, I think, at Woodstock a couple years later. This is a great song by the Lovin' Spoonful called Darling Be Home Soon.
And talk of all the things we did today here, and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. my darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you don't. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
Alright, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. I guess I'm calling it Spirit of the 60s. Next week, look for Spirit of the 60s 2, which will be great songs by some of the more obscure bands. This episode is sort of focused on good songs that maybe you haven't heard before, but by bands that maybe you have heard of before. That was kind of the idea with this one. Next week's going to be mostly bands that not very many people have heard of, but great songs still from the 60s. And then the week after that, there will be an episode devoted to 1969. So sort of tackling the 60s here with three companion piece episodes. Let me know what you think. rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. Go to the Facebook page. I like feedback. I like to know what people enjoy about the podcast and what you'd like to hear more of in the future. So keep in touch. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with my favorite song by the Monkees. Can't really do a 60s episode without playing the Monkees, right? This song, like I'm a Believer, was written by Neil Diamond. And it's the first song on the second side of the second Monkees album, an album called More of the Monkees. So like I said, this is my favorite Monkees song personally. Great power pop song called Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow. Till next time.
Look out, here comes tomorrow. That's when I have to choose how I wish I could borrow someone else's shoes. Mary, oh, what a sweet girl, lips like strawberry pie.
I'll be back.